All right, the Letterboxd list. So the main one covers up until minutes 15 and 16 of Muppet Treasure Island. It is made up of 945 films currently, spanning from 1908 through 2024. It's a total of, if you watch them all back to back, it's 1,671 hours of movie. It's comprised
2008.
of 636 directors, which averages out to about 1.5 films per director.
Nice.
25 countries and 11 languages.
Holy cow.
Yeah. One of the languages is silent, so take that
Oh,
with
so
a grain of
sure.
salt.
Sure. That's that 1908, which is
Yes.
what it's, which is, Wait, I'm so curious is
what the
that
1908 is. We'll find
the
out.
extremely early Christmas Carol?
Oh, probably. This could be one of the
Oh,
questions for you.
okay.
Well,
Might be in
hold
the
on.
game.
Let me pull up the list
Let's
on my
not ask
computer.
questions about the list yet. I never thought I would say this, but Anthony, we might talk about movies too much.
I
Okay,
don't think we do. This is a
I think movie
it's great.
podcast. I
Okay,
will
you
say
convinced me.
also
listening through the show too, I realize, and I'm not volunteering myself. Let's volunteer. Eric Adams could do this next thing, is
Okay.
a playlist of all of the songs that you guys have mentioned on the
Ah.
episode, because there's a good case to be made. There have been lots of songs that have been dropped
Sure.
in all of these movies as well. Okay, wait, so I'm pulling up the list. Yeah, so again, as of I forget when that episode of the show would have come out, mid 2024, but can you give me the most recent and then the oldest film to have to be on this list?
So the old is it a Christmas Carol, the oldest?
It is. It's A Christmas Carol,
Could be
1908, directed by Tom
Tom.
Ricketts.
Okay, huh? Cool. And then the newest 2024. 2024. So it's not Goodrich, which I just mentioned because it's from an older episode, even though Goodrich is a 2024 movie.
And it's early 2024.
Is it? I saw the TV glow. I feel like we talk about
No.
that. Maybe that was later.
I forget which guest brought it. It was a guest who brought it up. I just can't remember who it was.
Okay. Is it, Of let's
course, now
see. I'm drawing a blank on movies from 2024. 2024 movies. Is it the Garfield movie? Mark Dindal's The Garfield movie.
It was not. Let me. Here's the hint I'll give you. It was a movie made for a streaming service, but did show
Glass
first in the
Onion.
theater.
No, that
No,
wasn't that year.
close.
That's
You're warm.
2022. That's 2022. We're warm. Yeah, but it's like that.
I
It's
don't know what
like
that
a,
means, but
but it's a, it's like a, it's just like a regular movie. It's not like,
yes.
came out in theaters though, you said. All right. So it's not, let's see. Is it, no, the Chip 'n Dale movies earlier than that didn't come out in theaters. Is that 2024?
That's 22, I think, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know.
I just know I did not like it.
Can you give us another clue, like a cast member, or would that be giving it away? Yes. Are let's see. Oh, what is his name? Who was the old Superman who had the mustache?
Henry
Henry
Cavill.
Cavill. Yes, he was in that movie.
He's in it. So it's Henry Cavill. It's not him. Mission Yeah, Impossible,
no,
Fallout. that's way earlier. Yeah, that's Yeah. like 2021.
Here's a Muppety nerdy thing that I'll say. Bert would probably love this movie.
Is it Spies in Disguise?
No,
Pigeons?
but you're
That was
closer.
much earlier.
Think of
It
a
has
pattern that Bert really likes.
Argyle.
Argyle.
That
It was Argyle.
is a movie I fully forgot existed. So Henry you saw Cavill it is in though. Did that. you see it in the theater, Anthony? I didn't see Argyle. Oh, I thought you had. Okay. Well, No. I can't no.
remember
Joe
who name
saw
dropped it.
Argyle. I know Joe's So
a,
maybe Joe brought it up. I don't think he's like a fan, but it's like a movie he likes to reference, you know.
Yeah. And then
Wow.
let's do some highs and lows. Can you think of all the films that you've mentioned that would be on this list, the highest average and the lowest average user ratings.
Okay, so lowest is definitely Rich Little's Christmas Carol.
No,
Is that on
you're warm
Letterboxd?
and what's that, Ryan?
Is that even on Letterboxd?
It is on
I
Letterboxd.
bet it is. It's a special.
It is.
Specials usually are.
Could it be
So
Robert Zemeckis's A Christmas Carol?
no, though
If
you're now having
okay.
me curious what its a user rating is. Here's the clue. Anthony, your mother-in-law would be very happy to know that this was the lowest averaged movie.
My mother-in-law. Let's see. It's a movie that Roz's mom hates. Is it The Passion of the Christ because she thought it was too hard to watch? No, that can't possibly be the lowest. My mother-in-law. Let's see. So it's something stupid or childish.
But some,
Probably.
not necessarily something that she herself, you were almost surprised that she didn't like it, but you were relieved to know
I
she
have no
didn't like
memory of
it.
this.
Roz's mom.
It was Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas.
Oh,
Oh no, that's my mom. That's
I'm
my
so
mom.
sorry. That's your mom. I'm
Yeah.
sorry.
Yeah. Ro
I'm sorry. That
Roz's
was a
mom.
false clue. I
Yeah, Roz's
apologize
mom would
then.
never go anywhere near that. Yeah, no,
Okay.
my mom loves Kirk Cameron, but did not
I
like that movie.
apologize.
I forgot we talked about that on the podcast.
You
And
did.
I did end up watching it because you told me how strange and
Isn't it?
inexplicably bad it is.
Isn't it so
Yeah.
strange?
It's so,
Like you
yeah.
expect it to be bad and it's bad in a totally different way than what you
That's
expect.
it exactly. Yeah.
That's the
It's
thing.
just you can't believe what you're seeing or and
Yeah.
hearing.
So that had
Right?
a 1.2 average, and then the highest average,
Well,
which
but
I have to imagine,
I think
what's that?
that's exactly why though, because like Christians think they're getting something like even a Kirk Cameron fan doesn't like it. That's
Yeah,
why it's
right.
so low, you know. I would think that
Yeah.
like Fireproof or whatever is probably higher, you know. His like other regular Kirk Cameron movies are probably somewhat higher, you know. I
Yeah.
don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm curious about how Letterboxd does their averages. Like I would have to think that they're like the highest average movie is a 4.6, which to me is still on the lower side for a big list like this. But I wonder if some of it has to do with the
Sure.
number of people who have rated it as well.
Probably.
Sure. So, I mean, is it just like, is it, I mean, is it obvious? Is it like The Godfather or Singing in the Rain or something?
It's definitely a legendary movie. I was surprised that it was the highest one.
Is it Duck Soup?
Yeah.
No, it's 12 Angry Men.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Great, great flick. So, yeah.
Well, that's a
Sidney
great one,
Lumet,
and that's one that
1957.
a lot of people kind of discover when they're just becoming fans of classic movies.
Yeah, I'll
Right.
admit I
So.
have not seen it, and it is on my watch list.
I also think it's a movie, and now you'll watch it and hate it, maybe, I don't know, but I that makes sense to me because it's a movie that I have a hard time imagining people being too disappointed in. Because
Yeah.
it's like you know what the premise is, and it is like expertly executed. You know what I mean? It's like
Yeah.
the movie that you think it's going to be. It is the best possible version of that movie.
That's awesome.
So I don't think, you know, there's not going to be the like it subverted expectations, so I'm giving it a low rating thing.
Right.
There's not going to be the like, you know, this is bland because it's not. You know what I mean? Like I just think like the various ways movie fans love to be disappointed. It's kind of hard to imagine that happening with that movie. You know, I don't know.
Totally. Okay, so this is the last. I have two final questions. And again, I apologize to anyone who's still listening to this, and to you guys who presumably have better things to do than this. But
No, I
this
have
is so
nothing.
fun.
There's
Okay.
nothing that is better than this.
Great.
Yeah,
Okay.
I love
So
this.
this, the stats in Letterboxd also gives me the most appeared cast members and the most appeared directors on this list.
Ooh,
Now, on both
okay.
of these, Frank Oz is the top cast person and the person who directed the most films on these lists. He
Okay, sure, makes
appeared in
sense.
30 films on the list, and then he directed 13 films that are on the list. Presumably,
That's probably
it's
his like his
all of
entire
them.
filmography.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I would imagine so at this point.
Yeah.
Jim Henson is considerably lower on both of those. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are 9 actors who have been cast in more Muppet movies than Jim Henson on this list that we've been discussing. Jim Henson was in 14 films, Frank Oz was in 30 films. Can you name any of the 9 actors who are between Jim and Frank?
I'm gonna guess James Stewart. No?
No.
Okay.
There's a couple easy ones that you could knock out just
I
by
mean
based on
I mean
numbers.
Mel Brooks is in most of his own movies, so I would guess he's higher than Jim.
Mel Brooks is actually at 13 films, so he's one lower
One lower.
than,
Okay.
yep.
So it's got to be
But
someone
he
who's
is
in
in
a
the
lot.
director top between Jim and
Sure.
Frank.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. So let's see. I'm trying to think because like my mind immediately goes to like, oh, Steve Martin probably.
Steve Martin is in
We
14
probably
films.
talked about a lot of Steve.
Yep.
I mean like Groucho Marx, right? Like
Surprisingly, no.
maybe not because like you
Oh.
said, we never talked about the big store and stuff.
Huh.
So let's you know it's just gonna be like Gene Hackman or something, right? Like it's just like
No,
somebody who worked for
is
a while.
Robin Williams?
Robin Williams is not in. I'll give you 2 hints. 4 of them, in addition to, excuse me, 5 of them, in addition to Steve Martin, were in Muppet movies,
Okay.
and 4 of them had leading roles in Muppet movies.
Michael
Okay.
Caine.
Michael Caine is the second on the list. 25
Oh,
films have name
sure,
dropped
of
him.
course. Sure, Tim Curry.
No, which
Not
that
yet, I
might
suppose
be.
it
I've
will
not
be.
gotten to
Yeah, you're
Tim
not there
Curry in
yet.
Muppet
Yeah.
in Treasure Island
Oh,
yet. So
yeah.
he'll.
Right. And once you get there, we're going to be
Then
like
it's
Annie,
he'll be up.
Rocky
Yep,
Horror, Fern Gully,
exactly.
like, you know,
Yes,
yeah.
Clue.
Clue, yeah. Let's see. But so their lead in Muppet movies. So is that someone like Charles Grodin?
Charles Grodin is actually tied with Jim and Steve at 14 films.
Okay. Interesting. Charles Durning?
Charles Durning, no, he's not.
Huh. That's
He has
that's
been
interesting.
named in 12 films.
How about Madeline Kahn?
No, though she is the at 13 films, she is the first woman in the ranking.
Interesting.
Cloris Leachman?
No,
No,
she's
she's
Madeline
you guys
Kahn's
are
higher.
there are people screaming at the because between Jim and Frank, there were some other people who were their co-stars.
Oh, so it's just like Dave Goals and stuff?
Dave Goals
Oh,
is at
Jerry Nelson.
17, Jerry Nelson 15,
Steve
Steve
Whitmire.
16.
Okay.
So then you've got 4 more.
Richard Hunt?
Richard, no,
Probably not,
Richard.
because he's not in a lot of the other movies. Yeah.
Right.
Just like Jim.
He is on. He's in a t in the top section, but he I forget where he is. And I can't. I'm not seeing him right now, but I know he's on here somewhere.
Sure.
Oh, he's at. He's 12 films. He's 12.
Okay. So let's see.
So you've got
Paul.
1, 2, 3, 4 more.
Paul Rubens. Probably not.
No. How about
Paul Williams?
Paul Williams, yeah.
No, you know, I wonder. No.
John Goodman, someone like that, like
No, though they one is a very popular character actor, and I'll give you another hint is that you have probably listed just about every Pixar movie.
John
John
Ratzenberger.
Ratzenberger. Yep.
Sure.
And then you've
Yeah.
got one more person who's been in a Muppet movie.
In a
Would
Muppet
also have
movie.
had a lot of overlap with Mel Brooks.
Dom DeLuise?
Dom DeLuise.
That
Really?
rules. That
Yep.
rules.
He's been name dropped in 22 of the films that are on the
22. Well,
list.
because we talked about all those Don Bluth movies too, I bet.
Yes. Yep.
Oh,
That's
you know?
absolutely right.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the last two, because I want to get to the directors, the last two were Bill Murray and Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Both of those
Because
guys are
we've
in a lot of
probably
stuff.
also mentioned. I just as
Every
years have
Star
gone by,
Wars,
all the Star Wars
Incredibles.
are in it,
Yeah.
and Incredibles, yep, and then
Sure.
the Jurassic
Pulp
Park
Fiction.
movies.
Sure,
Pulp
yeah.
Fiction probably.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one I was thinking of? Oh, like Avengers movies, I think
Oh, sure.
get
Yep.
dropped
Yep.
from time to
Yeah.
time.
Shaft 2000, Shaft 2019. Yep.
Okay, so then for the directors, you already got Mel Brooks, but
And
between
you said how many are there?
so for Frank Oz, he has 13 films on the list. Jim has 7 films on the list, and then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8 filmmakers.
In between.
And one of
Cool.
them is a team.
Coen Brothers.
No.
The Wachowskis.
Powell and Pressburger.
No. Animation. Musker and Clements. Musker and
Oh,
Clements.
sure. Yeah, of course. Okay,
Okay.
so Miyazaki?
No.
How
I
about
wonder
Rob
where.
Reiner?
No, though Rob Reiner, I
Oh.
wonder, is he on this list? Some of the honorable mentions I'm just reading off as
Yeah.
I go through. Robert Altman, Billy Wilder,
Sure.
Peter
Yep.
Farrelly, Rob Zemeckis,
Apparently.
Bob Fosse.
Oh, Steven
Sure.
Spielberg?
So
Steven Spielberg is number two with 12 films.
Zemeckis is lower than seven? That's a surprise.
Yeah.
Because
Zemeckis is six.
I feel, but I think that'll get higher because we've definitely talked about Contact this season.
Well, this
You
season
know,
for sure,
yeah.
yes.
Okay, but you said Spielberg and let's see, Coppola?
Coppola is on the list.
Scorsese.
Scorsese, no.
Okay.
To be honest, I don't know the names of two of these people. Let me see what they. Oh, okay.
Well,
So the
yeah,
one. Oh,
I guess Tim Hill won't be on it yet.
not
Tim,
yet. No, but he will be
he
because he's the
will
number
be
one
because
director on my separate Muppets
we've
from
talked
Space
about
list.
all eight of his movies. Yeah.
So one of these guys directed the Three Musketeers.
Oh,
Richard
Stephen Herrick.
Lester? Oh.
Wait. Oh, hold on. Sorry.
Wait, Three
Richard
Musket.
Lester. Yes.
Oh,
Richard
yeah. Okay.
Lester was one.
Okay, I thought you meant Stephen Herrick, who directed Mr. Holland's Opus and
Because we've.
the 1993 Three Musketeers,
Oh,
right?
yeah. No, we've
Like
talked about
Sutherland and
Superman 2
Christopher.
and 3 and A Hard Day's
Yes,
Night, I'm
right,
sure.
and all
Yeah.
that stuff.
And
Yeah.
then you
Bed
had.
Sitting Room, probably.
Yep. So Richard Lester was at 7 films.
Okay.
The other one at 7, he directed The Maltese Falcon.
John Huston.
Yes.
That makes
And
sense.
then
Annie is a Tim Curry movie. Yeah.
the last one I'll say had a cameo in a
Did
Muppet
I?
movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say we haven't guessed Orson Welles, have we? Is that him?
It's not Orson Welles.
John Landis.
John Landis,
Sure,
11
okay.
films. He's number th
Sure.
he's in the number three slot.
Yeah. All right. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
Orson
it's a fun
Welles.
deep dive into
It's
just all
fun.
the stats of all of this. Also surprisingly, the themes in like there's nano genres, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
And the top themes 193 films was gags, jokes, and slapstick humor.
That checks
107 films was kids and animation.
Yeah.
And then surprisingly, and I haven't done enough into like really what this means, but the top one on both lists for this main one, 225 films, crude humor and satire.
So it could be either or, I guess.
Could
It
be
could
crude
be,
humor
I
or
think so.
satire,
Or, and
yeah.
also what is, who decides what constitutes crude humor?
Crude, right.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, I'll tell you, it's fart shoes.
I was just
So
thinking
the
that. Yep. I was already there.
2011 Muppet movie. Clarify for people, actually, if they're yelling at me about. So, if a Muppet, I have Muppet Productions do not end up on this list until they're talked about by you guys, for like a season or a special episode. So, like you've said, the Muppets 2011 a million times at this point on the show. It will not appear until it's kind of like the section header on the list
For that movie.
for
That's a
that
good
movie.
rule.
So that's as you're
2011.
going through it, you could see like, oh, when did you guys mention, Beethoven 2? Oh, it was in,
Great
The Great Mama
Muppet
Caper.
Caper, I have to
Of course,
assume. Yes.
that was
Who
a.
directed that one?
Oh,
Let's
anyone?
see.
I don't know who directed either
Anyone
of those
know?
off the top of my head. I don't think.
Brian Levant
Oh, sure, of the
directed the
Flintstones.
first one.
Of
Let
the
me
Flintstones
see
movie fame.
if he directed the other
Creature
ones
Shop
too.
Connection.
Yeah, and a guest on the Marx Brothers Council.
Beethoven's second was Rod Daniel.
Okay.
Rod, never heard of him.
Who also directed Teen Wolf,
Oh.
Home Alone 4,
Wow.
K-9 with Jim Belushi.
Oh, so he was very into directing like furry characters, hairy
I guess so,
characters.
but then he also two of my favorite films growing up, two Disney Channel original movies, Genius and Alley Cat Strike.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking on here and I see that he also directed Like Father, Like Son, which is the body swap movie with Dudley Moore and the aforementioned Kirk Cameron. One of
Oh,
his
yeah.
stabs at mainstream movie stardom that didn't
Yeah.
work out.
It was either that or The Computer Wears Tennis Shoes. And
That's right. That's right. Directed by Peyton Reed of Ant-Man fame.
oh,
Oh,
yeah.
no way.
Yeah,
That's funny.
sure was. Ant-Man, Bring It On. What's the Down with Love?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, but also the Love Bug with Bruce Campbell and Computer Wore Tennis Shoes with Kirk Cameron
Gotta
for Wonderful World of Disney.
start somewhere.
Yeah.
That's right.
And sometimes you start at Muppets from Space to bring it back to the movie that we talked about hours ago.
That's right.
Guys, this was
Well,
delightful.
that
I
was
so
great.
appreciate that.
Thank you very much for preparing that. And it really is an honor that you made this list at
Yeah,
all.
for
Absolutely.
real. It is a living document. Like I said, now it's live, and if people, I'm Cam Garrity on Letterboxd, so you could find the Moving Right Along Name Drops podcast. And yeah, we've given you a lot to think about and to watch about, in the words of
Awesome.
Danny Horn. So,
Yeah. All right. Awesome.
and we'll see you
And
at the movies.
let's
But
yeah.